USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden held a drive-in rally in Duluth, Georgia. One topic was the pandemic.
We lost over 550,000 Americans. Well, we delivered over 220 million COVID shots in the first 100 days. We vastly expanded access. We got 100 million doses of vaccine, enough for every single American.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said the cost of the plan is too high.
These proposals are wildly out of proportion to what the country needs at this particular juncture.
He said the new Biden plans will cause the U.S. to take on too much debt. U.S. jobless claims have dropped to a pre-pandemic low of 553,000 for the week. 16.5 million Americans are still getting benefits under various programs. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Two officers in North Carolina were killed during a welfare check. USA's Lance Pry has the story.
Two deputies in North Carolina have died from their injuries suffered during a 13-hour-long standoff at a home near Boone, North Carolina in Watauga County. That's about 86 miles west of Winston-Salem. What turned out to be a welfare check turned into an ambush. Three civilians, including the suspect shooter, also died, bringing the death toll to five people. North Carolina Representative Ray Pickett at the North Carolina Assembly says the suspect was the son of the two murdered at the home.
I received some terrible news from Watauga County today. That situation, at first we thought it was a teenager, but through further reports, he was an older gentleman. He killed his mother and father today. Sheriff deputies responded to a welfare check. He ambushed them.
Sergeant Chris Ward died at the hospital. K-9 Deputy Logan Fox died at the scene. The investigation continues. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Former President Donald Trump is reacting to the federal raid of Rudy Giuliani's New York City apartment and office yesterday. They seized electronics as part of an investigation into his dealing in Ukraine on the former president's behalf. Trump telling Fox Business,
Rudy Giuliani is a great patriot. He does these things. He just loves this country. And they raid his apartment. It's like so unfair and such a double, it's like a double standard like I don't think anybody's ever seen before. It's very, very unfair. Rudy is a patriot who loves this country.
Senators are assessing top global threats. Republican Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma citing a variety of growing threats from China.
It is accelerating its nuclear and modernization efforts and will reach operational parity with the United States in the 2030s.
During that Senate hearing, Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines also echoing concerns regarding China, Russia, and adding Iran and North Korea to the worry list.
Tehran is seeking to project power in neighboring states, deflect international pressure, and minimize threats to regime stability. North Korea may take aggressive and potentially destabilizing actions to reshape its security environment.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.